Hi, my name is Liz, and I am calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yeah, what kind of poll?
This is regarding guns and regulations. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
I am.
Okay. And do you feel that secure storage?
Do I what?
Of firearms. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
I think it is a serious sensibility of a gun owner.
A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked in combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot responsibly gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
I would support that.
Okay, thank you. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Support or oppose?
Yes, I would support that.
Okay, what about a lock container or case?
I think that's a good idea. A lock container or case for firearms makes sense. I would like that.
What about a lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yes.
Support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you. Now, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that storage can be accessible via a key law? Support or oppose? A key lock.
A key lock? I would support that.
What about a combination lock?
I would support that.
Support or oppose?
I would support.
Okay, thank you. If a firearm...
You're breaking up on me, dear. You're breaking up on me.
Sorry, is this better?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock face, case, or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Do you think it should or should not?
I think if it's locked up, I would support that. It can be loaded, yeah.
So do you think it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I think it should not be required to be in a lockbox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot respond? reasonably gain access to it? Do you think it is secure or is not secure?
I think it is secure.
Okay, thank you. Now, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely? Support or oppose?
Read the first part of that again.
Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely?
I would support it.
Okay, thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
I would support that.
Okay, thank you. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
I would support that.
Okay, thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
I would support that.
Thank you. And we're almost done. Thank you for staying with me. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Support or oppose?
I would support that.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, would you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 and 34, 35, 49, 50, 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity?
White. White or Caucasian.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male or female?
Ask me that question again.
Yes, regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male or female?
Male.
Thank you. And that concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoyed
your
day.
You are quite welcome, young lady.
Thank you.
Call me anytime.
Bye-bye.